Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Homeowners affected by defective blocks are to form a political party. It comes as campaigners insist families will still be left tens of thousands of euro out of pocket under Housing Minister Dara O'Brien's enhanced redress scheme. Separately, hundreds of legal proceedings are to be initiated over the scandal in the coming days, as homeowners also seek damages in the courts from Macquarie, Donegal County Council and the National Standards Watchdog. Our reporter Barry Lenehan has more on this. What's happening here, Barry?
Yeah, angry exchanges at the Dáil this afternoon when the opposition accused the government of rushing through legislation ahead of their summer holidays without adequate scrutiny. High on the list, that enhanced MICA redress scheme from Dara O'Brien, the largest redress scheme in the history of the state, €3 billion and rising for to repair homes in four counties, and 13 counties now said to be affected by the defective blocks scandal, with the Dáil hearing claims last week how quarries were still producing bad blocks. Now, a total of 80 amendments to this bill for the new enhanced redress scheme have been drafted by the opposition with the aid of MICA Action campaigners. They still say that the bill excludes numerous properties, will cost anyone who qualifies for it tens of thousands of euro, and fails to follow science in a number of key areas, namely around a third mineral perorotite and the demolition and the recommended repair of homes rather than demolition, as well as the building on existing foundations. Now, in the Dáil this afternoon, Mary Lou MacDonald of Sinn Féin accused the government of ramming this very significant scheme through. Thomas Pringle said it was ridiculous, but the government strident in its response. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar saying how there had been a full day committee hearing on this MICA scheme, that the House needed to spend more time on legislation, while his constituency colleague Jack Chambers, the chief whip, has been equally strident, saying he is of the view that the current system of bills being stuck perpetually in committee for months is not conducive.
So if we step back from this for a moment, the homeowners are saying that there's a lot wrong with this scheme, or they have complaints about it. The cost of the redress scheme is staggering, if you look at it anyway objectively. But the government are saying, we're happy to proceed with this. Is that it?
They want to go through with it as soon as possible. Those are the words of the Taoiseach. But some dissent locally, it seems. Donegal's Fianna Fáil Minister Charlie McConnell and Fine Gael TD Joe McHugh from Donegal not present for this vote to narrow the debate, the final debate on this issue tomorrow, to 2 hours. But locally, all 12 Fianna Fáil councillors in Donegal and four of the six Fine Gael councillors are said to be supportive of the campaigners' idea for more scrutiny and for changes to be made to the bill. Now, the other big political twist this evening is that Donegal's MICA Action Group is to register as a political party and says it will contest Dáil seats in the next general election, whenever it may be. And yesterday it took the first steps towards becoming a political party with the Houses of the Oireachtas. And Michael Doherty of the MICA Action Group, he's been telling me more.
Had to take restock of where we're at as campaigners. We believe that we're completely been shoehorned into something that the government has already set out with the sole purpose of ramming something through that's going to land, not necessarily right for the homeowners, but land isn't something as in job done, and we just can't accept that. So we have taken the first step in setting up our own party, which was to register our interest yesterday. We've got that out there, and we intend to follow that through. We've got 28 days now to get all that lined up. We believe that if we can't influence this properly from outside, then we're going to have to get inside ourselves and do it from within, and that's what our plans are. We believe we will have the traction across the 13 counties over time. These people will start to feel the pain. These people will end up fielding candidates as well because of these defective concrete blocks, and we can only see this party growing over time. It will have a massive impact in the end.
Is that not a fanciful projection with the greatest of respects? Because even going on the number of properties affected in Mayo and Clare, really the only constituency or the only county upon which a defective blocks candidate may win a Dáil seat would be in Donegal at present. So ultimately you would have a small footprint in the Dáil to carry influence in the short to medium term, you would have to expect.
Well, what I would respond to that with is that in Donegal, 5 years ago, we hadn't got a half the number of houses affected that we have right now. We hadn't half the amount of people interested. And there was very few people even aware at a national level of what was going on.
Do you imagine fielding candidates in local elections as well?
We do indeed.
Have you had discussions with people in other affected counties about fielding candidates there? And how many candidates would you envisage fielding in a general election in Donegal? It's a 5-seat constituency.
Well, I think that's all the stuff we need to talk about here now over the course of the next month. Our focus now is on the amendments, the last ditch effort to see if we can get this, if we can pull from the fire something that's going to be workable or not through these amendments. I think then as soon as that, and it doesn't look good, I think as soon as we've given up on that process, then I think we put our full attention then to how we make this happen, get our show together. As campaigners, I think we've been very, very successful, and I don't expect us to be any less successful in this endeavour either.
That's Michael Doherty there. That is a really interesting development, Barry, isn't it? Because could there be a Micah party or whatever they call it? You've covered this story extensively. You've been up in Inishowen a number of times, several times. And you also, I know, you soldier in the trenches with me when we cover elections here in RT. How do you assess the move then, this one?
Well, outside Donegal, you could imagine a candidate making a dent in Mayo, but perhaps not being in contention. Clare always throws up a surprise going back to Musajee Vamji in 1992. So who knows what could happen there. But again, hard to see being in contention. So ultimately, a Micah party perhaps is only looking at a seat in Donegal, looking at it coldly this evening. That is, this is a 5-seat constituency with two Sinn Féin candidates, Padraig McLoughlin, Piers Doherty, also Charlie McConnellogue of Fianna Fáil, Joe McHugh, Fine Gael, and Thomas Pringle, independent. Some of the key protagonists in the Micah campaign would be regarded locally as close to Fine Gael, although the campaign as a whole is seen more politically aligned towards Sinn Féin. The party has done lots of running in the Dáil for campaigners, so Fine Gael and Sinn Féin would have most to fear by this move this evening. Remember, Fine Gael's Joe McHugh is not standing in the next election. The party is not seen as having a candidate to replace him, a strong candidate to replace him locally. So ultimately, what people locally have been saying to me this afternoon is that a Micah candidate may ultimately take out a Fine Gael seat, it's predicted, but it could ultimately cost Sinn Féin's ambition of taking 3 seats in this constituency, which is something they would have to do should they be the lead party. As we say, there are 2 TDs there, Piers Doherty and Padraig McLoughlin. Padraig McLoughlin is based up at the epicentre of the crisis in Inishowen, so he perhaps would have most to fear, with another Sinn Féin candidate, Cora Harvey, perhaps being in the mix there as well. But all very interesting. And another thing that was said to me as well is that Fianna Fáil perhaps could retain its seat here in spite of the presence of a Micah candidate, but with Charlie McConnellogue from Inishowen, from that epicentre, he ultimately could be taken out by a running mate. Again, it's all very fanciful at this stage in an election, a long way away. And in terms of names mentioned as a potential Micah TD, the aforementioned Michael Doherty, and also Paddy Diver, the campaigner we've heard before, who has previously said that if Donegal had politicians with the same ambition and determination as the Healy Rays down in Kerry, then perhaps they wouldn't be in this crisis at all.
Yeah, it's very interesting. If they could run as a single issue Micah issue party, they could also widen it a bit maybe and look at gaining traction with disaffected renters or homeowners.
Yeah,
and
local
housing
elections
crisis
seen as key. If they got a few seats there before a general election, that would give them momentum. Again, that's what people saying to me locally around the area today.
We'll definitely keep an eye on that development. What about the legal class action? What's happening there, Barry?
Yeah, we've featured this in the programme before, the Pathfinder case taken by William and Gráinne Doherty. This against a quarry in Buncrana, Cassidy's Quarry, as well as the National Standards Authority of Ireland and Donegal County Council, seeking damages from all those. This separate to the compensation scheme, because they say the compensation scheme is being delayed. And there were 3 large meetings in Donegal over the weekend. The legal action wanting to proceed before the redress scheme is signed into law, as the enhanced scheme closes off any legal action. And ultimately, we are now expecting 150 High Court writs to be issued every day from Friday up until the end of the month, and leading the case is Dave Coleman of Coleman Legal.
Over the weekend, we attended with our team at three venues in Donegal throughout the county, where we met several hundred homeowners and property owners who are affected. We continue now to sign up clients, and the number who are joined the case now is over 800. From this coming Friday, 150 High Court writs will be issued on a daily basis in advance of the Defective Blocks Bill becoming law, and we expect that that will cap at 1,000 prior to the legislation being enacted.
Every day from this Friday, 150 writs will be issued against Donegal County Council, Cassidy's Quarry, Buncrana, and the National Standards Authority of Ireland every day up until President Higgins signs this redress scheme into law.
That is correct, yes. That's the plan.
And that is because the new redress scheme would close off the legal route, isn't it?
It's not a redress scheme, it's a grant scheme. And it's not that it closes it off, but we wish to protect the non-grantable losses that our clients have suffered for our clients, and not to enable anybody to attach them in any way. Naturally, we don't want double compensation. However, many things that our clients have lost are not recoverable under the grant, and these are being sued for separately, which is what the case is about.
A case like this, has it been seen before in the courts, such mass issuing of writs?
No, it hasn't to my knowledge, particularly with the time constraints involved. And we have liaised with the court services to ensure that it can be done in a viable and safe way for all concerned. Had consulted many further barristers in order to assist with the drafting, and that is taking place as we speak.
And the initial Pathfinder case, has anything happened there, or one of the cases that have started already?
We are in the process of finalising the main document within the case, which has taken us 9 months to do. It's called the Statement of Claim, and that will be ready for service within the next 2 weeks.
And that's Dave Coleman of Coleman Legal, ending Barry Lennon's report.